This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The podcast no one asked for, but you want it anyway. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Hey, gang, welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. I'm Willie Griswold, here with Jess, Jason, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Meow, meow.
Do you guys have, like, decorations up? Are you watching movies yet? I started watching the movies, honestly, like, day after Halloween.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the Hallmark Channel bandwagon?
No, just like I'll watch like the Die Hard.
Sure.
I'll watch kind of like the fun ones.
Home Alone? You
know? Home Alone, sure. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I watched Elf over the weekend.
We watched Elf over the weekend also.
And it's been a few years since I watched it, so I lost some memory of it. It's not in there like Christmas Vacation
sure.
is for me.
Yeah. We save Christmas Vacation for Christmas Day.
Okay.
Yeah, so if we kind of will watch a movie.
Okay.
That's fun.
I've never seen all of Christmas Vacation in its entirety, and I've never ever watched it with my family.
Oh, wow.
I know.
If I were you, I wouldn't either, because that's always been associated with you.
It's just a little bit on the nose, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Is it weird? I never thought that, though, like Griswold growing up.
I don't
up,
ever think even... it either, and then I say mm-hmm. it to people, and they're like, their last name's Griswold? And I was like, yeah, idiots.
It's checking into a hotel this time of year can be difficult.
Oh, I bet.
It's like it's the Griswold family vacation.
Right.
Is Uncle Eddie coming with the
Yeah.
That would suck.
Ugh. Well, no, I have I have a Christmas tree up. I have some decorations. It's a different house, different Christmas. So it's, it's just different.
Can we just have a tree up?
Yeah.
The tree, the lights, and some random string lights are still up from Halloween, because why not? You gotta use up those batteries. So they're festive.
Yeah.
But man, my favorite, when you were growing up, my mom was one of those that there was always like a shelf on the wall, shelves. I don't even know where she gets them.
Yeah.
But they had like the ribbon, the wood ribbon and stuff that's on there. Anyway, but like Halloween knickknacks were up, then they came down, Thanksgiving knickknacks went up, and then they come down, then all the Christmas knickknacks and every Hallmark ornament you can think of.
Yeah.
I miss that, but I'm way too lazy to even try.
Yeah.
And I don't have any knickknacks.
No, I'm not a knickknack person.
My wife likes to put knickknacks around right in front of the TV's sensor where you every year.
I got in trouble for that too. Yeah.
Shoving them off of there. That's
it's like a candle or like a little star with a Santa hat on it for some reason.
A couple little Christmas trees on each corner of the television on the I did that too.
Yeah. We're with the kids gone, we definitely downsized our house a bit as far as Christmas knickknack and stuff.
Yeah.
So it does feel different, but the kids will be there for Christmas, so it'll all be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
What about you, Wilbur? You got a girlfriend this Christmas.
Yeah, I do. But like, I'm not like a real Christmas decorator kind of guy.
Yeah.
I don't think I will be a decorator person until I have kids.
Sure.
I mean, who decorates besides like corporations and people that have young kids? That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, because I'm too lazy. I can't justify it. I'm like, I put the work in for myself. But if there was a kid, I would be like, we're doing everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I miss decorating here. Actually, we used to like really do it up here, and then when we became a camera radio show, they're like, no, it has to be evergreen, so we can't have any decorations up. And I was like, oh, that's a bummer.
There were decorations in the studio.
Oh, yeah, all over
I
here.
I had the tree up. As soon as I was hired here, I was tree girl.
Mm-hmm.
The tree was actually sponsored at one time by the Home Depot.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, we have garland across all the windows. It was wild.
The big one used to have a bunch of stuff over there.
Nutcrackers.
Nutcrackers,
yes.
Stockings.
That's true.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, I think the only holiday I really get any kind of decorations for is Halloween, but I just get like the tiny little pumpkins with the goofy faces that you get right at checkout.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'll just get one of those. I'm just not a big I think that I need to have children before I care about being like, I looked at my calendar. Now I'm going to go to this part of the garage that I never go to and get out these. It's not
Do
for
you have
me
a tree?
Yet. No. The last time I had a tree, like when we were kid, when I was a kid, obviously, freshman year of college in the dorm room, me and my like little buddy, that's my roommate, my buddy Christian, we got a tiny little Christmas tree at Target, like a little plastic one.
Yeah.
And I think that's the last time I've had a Christmas tree in like my personal space.
But it is hard for you because you're on the road all the time with your comedy shows.
So yeah, not so much lately. Send me emails if you want me.
You gotta talk him up at the water cooler. He's always on the road. He's in high demand.
Thank
it's hard to
much.
Get all the decorations out because then you're like, well, I've got like 3 hours to enjoy this and then back to work.
But I'm with Willie. If I were single and his age, there would be a tree on a table that's maybe 2 feet tall. Mm-hmm. That would be it.
Go get one of the live ones that are really small, like an adorable little that you can just put in a pot and then...
They sell those at the grocery. Yeah, you can get that.
That'd be a fun one.
Honestly, I like the idea of it. I think...
But you're also gone for the 2 weeks over the holidays.
Exactly. Well,
hey, hold on. Let's this whole narrative that Willie doesn't have time, we're not going there, okay?
I'm with you.
Okay, Willie has some time.
I think it's just interest, maybe?
No, absolutely.
If I got... That's the thing. I'm a big come-along guy. Girl wants to take me get the tree, let's get the tree.
Right.
Family calls, hey, we're getting the tree, let's get the tree. Maybe I get my own tree.
Yeah.
But unless I'm not going to the Christmas tree farm.
Right, yeah.
I'm not, it's not like I'm in some, again, to go back to, I'm not in a rom-com and I have to go to the Christmas tree farm because my dad got a flat tire.
Right.
And while I go there, I see from my ex from high school and she just got over some terrible, I was going to say like addiction issue. I don't know what movie that is.
Great Christmas movie is Just Friends. I forgot about that.
That's
Friends, I love watching that.
Ryan Reynolds, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's, I think, my favorite
so
one.
So fun.
It really is Die Hard, and then We Are a Christmas Story Family. That's the one that we always watched. But is that a tradition, or was TBS just on? And so it just became the tradition. Does that make sense?
TBS made it a tradition.
I mean, I think it was there on the cusp anyway, so it was kind of there, but then that definitely threw it in there. I mean, it was a good 15 plus years ago when they just started running it nonstop, right?
Know.
It's been a little while.
For us, it was always at the theater, like that we would go, so it's always been a part of our lives too.
Well, that one for me, it takes place in the early 50s when my dad grew up.
Yeah.
They shot it in Cleveland, I believe, but it takes place in Indiana. So my dad's from Cleveland. He's got the Indiana connection too.
Yeah.
So I think that's the one we watch.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of this is we're not a Griswold Family Vacation story. People always assume that. I wanted to get on record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what's the other one? There's other ones that we've watched. I don't know. I'm blanking.
I don't
out.
Even know this Just Friends thing. And listen, I haven't watched a rom-com in 20 years. I mean, that's not my genre of things to seek out.
Yeah.
So that one means nothing to me.
Yeah. Huh. Well,
it's very Christmas spirited.
Oh, what about Charlie Brown?
Everybody that's
watching?
A classic.
We
still have the DVD of that and pop that in.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
The history of that's really interesting if you go back.
Really?
And find out, yeah.
The history of the Charlie Brown.
They expected it to be a bomb. It only got done because they needed something. They had a placeholder in the schedule, and it got done like a week before. And when they looked at it, they didn't like it, but they ran it anyway because they didn't have anything else.
Oh, because it was supposed to be like the MASH Christmas special, and it didn't work out right, so they had to go
initially
to...
Initially, they thought it wasn't good. And there somebody wanted a laugh track on it, and they said no, which was probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Imagine that had been weird.
Okay, I'm glad that's how that story went, because I thought you were going to give me some, this is why we should cancel Charlie Brown Christmas story.
No, none of that.
Good.
No, that's never going to come from
me. That's why, if you did that, I would absolutely love it. If you were trying to cancel Charlie Brown Christmas, I would be like, your whole life I've known you, you're a very chill guy. If you draw your line in the sand at Charlie, kick rocks, you damn peanuts. I'd get a real kick out of that,
man. That blanket was blue, and then, you know, the red, those gang members didn't care for the blue blanket, Linus.
Yes, exactly.
I've never seen that. I never saw it, but that's the Christmas album for me. That's always been our Christmas music.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever we like open presents as kids or whatever, that was always on.
That's good.
Man, I love that. And that little drummer boy song in that.
Yeah.
I like to freestyle rap to that song with my buddies. it's a real good time, that one. It's real fun. Well, let's get into our first bit. We got plenty of talking to do. Y'all, we're gonna get naughty this Christmas. We're getting naughty with Tim Kavanaugh.
This is a Christmas song?
Yeah,
I forgot I'm singing.
You know what?
I'm just enjoying this.
He comes in here and plays you for, he's goofy. You forget how good he is.
What, I'm supposed to jump in now?
Whenever you want.
He's going.
My name is Timmy. I'm 4 years old. My voice used to be higher, but that Cuero takes its toll. Every Christmas, Santa skips my home. Never get any presents, cause I'm naughty to the bone. Naughty. Naughty to the bone. Nice. Naughty. At Mother Goose Preschool, I goose every mother that walks in. My teacher's up for Teacher of the Year. I yell out, skin to win. I ain't potty trained. On no toilet will I sit. That way everybody's got to put up with all of my poop. Because I'm naughty. Naughty to the bone. Naughty. Now listen up, Santa, you lard ass with a beard. Bring me some presents so I don't have to shoplift again this year. Your conditional love, man, it ain't cool. Hell, even the Easter Bunny brings me Ritalin that I sell to the kids at school. Cause I'm naughty. Naughty to the bone. Naughty. Naughty to the bone.
Bring it on now.
Naughty to the bone. Is that, so I assume that guitar, a lot of times when we do stuff on the show, you know, Tim, Todd Snyder, whoever, they come in, they play it, and then later we sweeten it, we add music. In that one, that was a live electric guitar in the studio.
Yes.
Was it Dean?
Dean or Michael Clark.
That's what I was thinking.
Michael would come in a lot of times with Tim back in the day. It's been a few years since he has, but I know he did in the past. So I don't know if it was which of the two it was.
It's just, it's cool how little rehearsal that must have taken. And then I really did like it. There he goes, take me home. I got a real kick out of that.
I like edgy Tim Cavanaugh too.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little bit, I don't want to say filthy in this one, but a little edgy, I guess.
You did say a curse word. Yeah.
He said something ass in there. I don't know.
Yeah, and
I
know. Lard ass.
Lard ass.
Yeah, that's right. And then I don't know if this is in a song or if this was on the show when he was live in here with us. He said itty bitty titty. And I lost it.
Yes.
I feel like ass and damn aren't so much like, ass and damn is something that a guy that cusses a lot will say constantly.
Right.
But I feel like really ass and damn, that's like what like a pastor says when he wants you to know he's serious. You know, it's not that scary of a word.
No.
A teacher in like fifth grade, you're like, I won't give a damn. And then you know they're really serious.
Yeah.
Or if there's a few prepositions prior to ass, like up the ass, you know, stuff like that makes it way more vulgar.
I just think of like jackass. I've been throwing jackass around a lot.
Yeah.
I call myself a jackass a lot. If I'm like mad at myself, it's a real fun. I think we've talked about how much I like the term jackass.
Is good. It's good.
Well,
it's
I've said how much I like, and this is on the good side of it. Is you bet your sweet ass.
That's right. That's right.
That's nice good. And calm, right?
It is.
So
it
more
is.
On it's words. Good. Naughty is like obviously nice and naughty list. Yeah. I don't think it's ever used in any other context. I feel like it mainly means kind of sexy nowadays.
Yeah, naughty to me, like, is, I don't like to say it. Like, I don't, like, some people don't like moist or panties. Like, naughty? Naughty's just like.
Why do you say it like that?
She's saying, like, not, like, K-N-O-T-T-Y. Naughty? Like, this naughty? Rope is naughty.
Naughty? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Naughty?
You're almost doing your Jersey naughty? Voice where you, naughty? From naughty? The
one
movie.
From the movie, yeah.
Naughty.
No, yeah, see, it's weird. It's kind of, there's a creep factor to it. Like, if we were having a conversation and you were like, oh, like if I told you one of the kids was acting naughty, you'd be like, what'd you just say?
It sounds kind of creepy.
Like, how else would you ever use it and it would be normal?
It's just
outside of porn and Christmas.
That's it. Yeah. Porn and Christmas. Yeah. Which, by the way, that's not a very interlapping Venn diagram. Porn and Christmas don't have a lot of too much in
just
the middle.
Naughty. Just naughty.
And ho-ho-hos. Yes. Hey, people, come on. We'll see you next week.
So you're saying the Christmas light's on.
Yeah.
And your man, whoever it is at the time, goes, hey,
does that mean?
I'm just saying to you, ladies, do you feel feeling a little naughty?
Oh, if, yeah, that's how I would.
That's the best use of it. Number one,
I'd laugh in his face. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then two, we'd get naked. So
yeah. Yeah.
Nick Swardson has like a, Donnie and I always go, who's naughty? Who's naughty? Because Nick Swardson does it in Chuck and Larry.
Yeah.
And it's so funny.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's like running around like dressed like a fairy, I think, or something. Who's naughty?
Now, is he meaning it sexually?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's just kind of got, you hear naughty and nice, and then besides that, I think it's just, it's not even like sexy, it's like pretend sexy, or it's like fun sexy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think it's playful. Mm-hmm. It's playful, for sure. Yeah. Because it's not like you're going to Pornhub and typing in naughty girl. Like,
no, I do that sometimes. I do it in the season. We were on the Big Show the other day, and then I think my dad was talking about how he looks for porn, and he looks for porn.
Oh, I remember this.
And
yeah.
He said that he was like just going on and then Googling large breast porn, and I was like, people don't Google say porn when they look for porn, creep.
Yeah,
you say like naked or. Thing, you know,
right.
You don't say.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. And then Ace kind of called him out on it, and I was like, cool. Ace gets down.
Ace knows.
That's good to know that the man knows how to Google stuff.
That's not true, because Ace doesn't have internet at his house.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he knows enough to know better, right?
Is that what he's doing?
Maybe
over
that's
here
why
all the
he
time?
Comes in very early.
He comes in like 3 hours before the show.
It's just to listen to the Jimmy Pardo podcast.
Oh,
I see it on his screen.
Okay. Oh, do you guys want to know? I know what Ace looks at. Ace is always just looking at food on his computer.
Yeah.
He's on a website that just has different food, and he's like scrolling at different recipes. Not recipes, but I think it's like different fast food stuff or whatever.
So it's wild. He and I have like this super secret friendship where we only email each other about food related items.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I know. It's wild. Like, I'll get an email from him like on a Saturday randomly, have you tried this? Have you done this? Or I'll find a snack at the grocery store and I'll leave it on his desk, and then he'll report back, tell me what he thought. Like, we have this really fun food friendship that I just... Like,
but you don't talk
I cherish.
About it.
We don't talk about it. Yeah. We don't talk... Well, now, I mean, I think I just ruined it.
No. But between the two of you, you never go, hey, Ace, it's a digital relationship.
Or if you're on the cameras and you see it's just Ace and I in the studio, we're talking about
food. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you do one-on-one.
Yes,
okay.
Every once in a while.
I was just thinking about that, and I was like, do I have any food? And I was like, oh, most of my friendships are food friendships. Like, I've got a few guys from Boulder. I've got a few guys here that we just always will smoke pot and eat together. Another fun thing from the Big Show, Josh was like, I don't think that anybody ever just smokes pot just to eat. And I was like, sir, you are very incorrect.
Oh my gosh. Really? If I have a meal that I want to, well, never mind. I think I just said too much.
There we go. Let's get behind the scenes.
It tastes better. You're going to appreciate it more.
I love that. You thought the Ace friendship reveal was too much. And look at you now.
Nope. Just trumped that, didn't I?
Well, I'm wondering how much pot Ace is smoking.
I truly don't think he does, because sometimes I'll make a joke about pot and he just looks flabbergasted.
Oh, no, it would cost too much money for him to. Are there coupons for pot?
Exactly. Yeah. Try to use coupons at the drug dealer.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's. I do have a lot of kind of food friendships. Yeah. I got a few of those.
Yeah,
it's good to have a little food buddy.
I think that's my relationship with weed. It's all food related.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a handful of times since forever, and it's always like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I need to know exactly what the meal is going to be following.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to prep the whole thing.
That sounds fun.
I have to stay in control in some aspects, Willie.
No, I know. It's just very funny to me. Like, marijuana is something that people might use to relax, and you're like, ooh, I cannot wait to smoke weed later. But for now, let's plan everything I'm going to do after I'm going to get the food. It's very smart, I think.
Yeah, as opposed to going on DoorDash and getting $100 worth of ice cream from Dash Mart, which that's fine if you do that too.
$100.
You got to get the different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a tip, and then you see they have Buckeyes, and you're like, oh, Marsh's Buckeyes. Okay, fine.
Oh, I have some Marsh's. That was in our little thing, our little container.
There are.
The cheese shop thing got was Martha's Buckeyes. We're in mine.
Wilbur's
anyway.
Is still out there.
I didn't know. I thought we were supposed to save those for Christmas Day, and then they've been slowly dwindling away, and then I realized I can probably take it.
You can.
I'll take it on the way home. Yeah, I thought those were not for Christmas Day, but for Christmas Day on the show, which is Friday, I believe.
Friday it is.
It is. Pajama Day.
Ooh.
Oh, cheese store, nny.com, by the way.
Yes, cheese store.
And Pajamagram.
Should I? Can I tell you guys my Christmas present to everybody before?
We'll be the only ones that know. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, this is going to come out tomorrow, and then still no one in this room will know what it is. No. So here we go. Let me give 1 second. This was something that someone pulled out the other day, and it is the honk if you've been married to Christy Lee bumper sticker.
Yes.
And people were laughing super hard and kind of picking on Christy.
Right.
And it got a little bit rude.
Right.
So I wanted to take a version of this, and so on Friday I'm giving everybody the honk if your father is Tom Griswold bumper sticker. Because I think seven kids is way more interesting than what, three husbands?
Yeah.
So it should be a pretty good time.
I thought you were going to go with honk if you've had Tom Griswold's baby.
I thought about that too.
No, you did it.
You got to go seven over three. And then I don't know if I did father or dad. I think I did dad. I kind of wanted to do daddy because I thought it'd be a little freaky,
right.
Little weird.
And can I just say, for years, we never got up to that line. And then it was either Pat in a song or Mark. Tom's friend Mark
Adams
mentioned the whole three mom Tom thing.
That's where it originated.
And in there, or there was one of Pat's songs has a little reference to it.
Gotcha.
Either way, we finally broke through, and now we can really have fun with it.
This is gonna be great.
It's a real good time. I'm very excited about it.
That's wild.
And the last 2 years, I have done gifts with my little face on them, and this one isn't that kind of thing, but it's a different
version.
It's
a good version. Coming from you, it makes a lot of sense. So are these going to be available at your shows?
So I think I got 50 because it was pretty reasonable price point.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them out in here, and then I'm going to take them to Iowa. I'm going to be with Greg Hahn New Year's Eve, and I'm not going to have a lot of them. I'm going to have like maybe 5 or 6 left over.
Right.
And I'm either going to give them out for free, or if people want to fight about it, I'll be like, cool, I'm selling one for $100.
Yeah,
that would be cool to have one piece of merch that costs $300 that you hope no one ever buys, but you're like, if you want to spend this much, go for it.
Go for it. Yeah.
No, I'll sell it. I'll give the rest away for $2 or whatever.
Yeah. You know, I tweeted out a picture of Tom's, it ended up being his shirt that was in the trash. And Alzman, I think you saw it at least. And said proof that Tom actually does throw stuff away. And people reply to it. But in my head, I thought, I wonder if I could.
Could you get anything out of
this? Could I get bid this up a little bit on eBay or
That's
something?
Funny. But because it needed charity,
it was so thin. This shirt.
Yep. Is it one of his denim ones? Cotton. The cotton denim.
Cotton. Yeah. I wouldn't call it denim.
Yeah.
But this one of the safari shirts.
Yeah.
But it looked like a velociraptor took out his shoulder.
Oh, really?
Like there was a rip. Oh. Like there's multiple rips. Yeah.
I saw Tom in the wild this weekend.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. The restaurant I work at, we hosted a dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And he was there. And it's so funny. It's so funny. So he walks in the door and he goes, Jess. And I said, Tom. And he goes, this is awkward. I said, only if you make it awkward. Mm-hmm. And then he looks at my other bosses and he goes, you know, she works for me. to which my boss replies, I know. How do you think you got this dinner?
That sounds like when the girl you hook up with at summer camp, you know, comes to the first day of high school and, you know, I'm his real ex-girlfriend. That is so awkward. You know she works for, he's like a dog pissing in the front yard to claim his territory.
But for me, it was because I love my new bosses so much. And obviously I love Tom. And for them to meet, it was like in-laws meeting. This is weird, you know. Yeah. But it was very cool. They hit it off. They talked all night. It was fun to see.
That's fun.
What was were they cooking while they were there? Is this like a...
So, yeah, the private dinners that we host at Nicole Taylor's Pasta Market in Erie.
Good plug.
We do these private dinners, and the chef that owns the restaurant, his name is Tony, and his wife's name is Rosa. And they cook a meal. You build the menu, whatever you want, and Tony puts his flair on it and makes it yummy and amazing and all the things. And it's usually like 8 or 10 people, and you come in and you eat, and Tony teaches you about the food, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, nice. But there was like, my dad didn't have to hold a knife or anything. He was
No. Yeah. So it was nothing like that. No, your dad just sat there and he watched. And it was so fun to, like, he was such a good conversationalist. And it's so fun to see him interact with other people that aren't us. Mm-hmm. because it's like, well, that is, yeah, that's not our Tom. That's the public's Tom. And so yeah. it was sweet. It was good. And he had a good time and he appreciated the food and he loved hearing their stories. It was good. It was good for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Public Tom. Boy, I miss that guy sometimes. Okay. Well, remember, folks, you got to be safe this Christmas.
Well, good morning, everyone. Ernie Fergler calling from Fergler's Hardware Store.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi, everyone. Tom, first of all, I heard you speaking a while ago. You're correct. Our holiday shopping crowds are just terrific. I mean, just listen to this. Let me open up my office door.
Oh, okay.
Good crowd.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Good crowd.
Oops. But the holiday season's upon us. By God, we've got a parking lot full of Christmas trees again, Tom, to prove it. Well, not exactly full. We've only got 100 this year. I thought I got it right. But apparently the tree farm got an errant coating, and if you like large trees, come to Fergler's. If you're looking for that 50 to 100-foot tree, got 100 of the damn thing.
Maybe if you own a sawmill.
Yeah. By the way, if you can't see the store off the exit, it's because we're behind that forest.
You have got to get someone else to do your purchasing.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to eat this order, too. I still have piles of bare branches from the last 2 years over there.
Yeah. What's the big selling hardware item for Christmas this year?
Well, I'm going to get to that. We have a fire detector, Tom. You know how important it is.
Very important. Smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector. Couldn't be anything more important than that.
Well, but this is actually a fire extinguisher.
Oh, that's also very important. Keep that near the tree. Very nice.
And with the Christmas trees in the house and the lighted bulbs come the problem, specifically fire. And I know that this is foolish on my part, but I think the kids back in Screen Doors put together another instructional training video on fire safety.
Okay.
And what? Hold on. Oh, really? Well, okay. I guess you've got a closed-circuit monitor there that you can turn on so you can follow along with us.
All right.
I think it's behind Chick. I'm not sure.
Flip it on.
And they've got a company for them, so let's see what they did. Screen Door Productions presents
Fire Safety, Part 1. There are more household fires around the holidays than any other time of the year. Unparalleled in design and function, the patented one-of-a-kind Fergler Fire Defeater Fire Extinguisher is a necessity in every home. In the absence of a quality fire extinguisher, if you should find yourself surrounded by fire, following these steps might save your life. Here's Brittany, a co-ed, in her apartment. Watch out, Brittany. That grease fire from the stove has hopped onto the kitchen table, setting the tablecloth on fire. Brittany knows just what to do. Dousing yourself with water is a good idea. A shower seems to work even better. Brittany is soaking herself with flowing, warm water.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hog the shower, Brittany. Let Rachel in, too. Fire hates soapy, lathered up, creamy skin. The girls know that teamwork is needed here. That's right, all over.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. You two have cart corral duty the rest of the day.
Oh, no.
See you.
Bye, Ernie.
Man, those boys in Screen Door are always getting into trouble. I wonder, he says the thing that, and I've been told that someone put the monitor in the studio so that you fellas can actually see it. Did someone mention in a writer's meeting being like, hey, how the hell is this guy showing videos in a phone call on the radio? Did someone maybe...
I bet that was just Steve.
Sure.
Or that was Ernie. Sorry, that was just Ernie going, there's a film strip in there.
They probably had some windbags facts in
pre-windbags. Yes, yeah.
Well, it's just, I think that's funny, and then I like that he kind of announces it. He's like, you know what? I don't know why I keep doing this, but the fellas made a video.
I keep letting them play it.
And I wonder if, he just riffed that. But man, that's very funny.
I love Bob's genuine, when he starts doing the little sultry talk with the girl in the shower, and Bob gives a genuine
little sexy. Yeah, I've never do we have any big Christmas mishaps around here? The only explosions that have happened at Christmas in my family are fights between family members.
Right.
Physical explosions, though. No fires, nothing along those lines.
Yeah, I wanna I yeah I know I yeah we yeah yeah
Burn a house down, you know, because Jess and I would say are old enough to have lived through the time where we had real bulbs that got hot on a
tree. There could be
really the biggest thing, but it never happened with us.
No, we didn't have any fires. Like Willie said, it was more of like you know, physical altercations. You know, you want to hear a super like, I'm just gonna say this, I'm not gonna go into the, but one time Chick and my mom almost got into a fist fight.
What? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Merry Christmas.
It's most wonderful. Shut up.
Chick has an issue with mothers, so I found out in all general, these years of being around him.
Not a fan.
I think everyone in this room has a bit of a problem with authority.
Yeah.
I think everybody in this room, you don't want to tell what to do too explicitly. Maybe guide them to what to do.
That's
is
interesting.
A little better.
True. Yeah.
And obviously it's always outside of this building because it's all a Tom problem. There's like a tree branch and it just goes out from
you guys. It's so wild. I've had so many Tom moments here of late, and the other day he's like, I don't want to tell you what to do here. This is how he came in. He goes, look, I don't want to tell you what to do, but if I were your dad, and when he said if I were your dad, like, I'm gonna cry don't cry. And he gave sincere advice, and I was not prepared.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you get a pass for the rest of my life. Like, oof. It was just, I know. And then I thought of Willie, and I was like, well, you know, things are different.
Wait, really quick, can I tell you guys something kind of happened on it's not terrible, but on Friday we're at the airport. Flight gets delayed. We're heading to Austin to a wedding.
Right.
And it's me and my girl. And we end up going like on a little airport bar crawl. It just keeps getting canceled. So we go to Harry and Izzy's and we get the server and he's super nice, but I'm trying to scan the menu. It's a QR code menu thing.
Yeah.
And you know, from everyone in this room, nobody really likes those. It's not that big of a deal. I don't care. But I click on it. It does not work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I kind of click around on the links. The second link thing doesn't work. I try it again. It doesn't work. And so the guy comes to the table and he's like, and yeah, the menu is just on your phone. Just use the QR code. And I was like, hey, it doesn't work. And he was like, no, actually you need to click. And I was like, no, I already did that. It doesn't work. And he was like, no, actually you need to click in the top, which the thing I didn't try.
Right.
And then of course he did it and it worked very quickly.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm a jerk. Yeah. I just berated. I accosted a server. My least favorite thing. I hate it when anyone does that. And now Josh accuses me of being a serial server accoster.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. And he goes, don't worry about it. And I'm like, thank you so much for being cool. And he goes, by the way, this morning, I thought what you said was really funny. And I go, no, you listened to the damn show. You listened to the show and I was mean to you.
Yeah.
So, Aaron at the Harry and Izzy's in the airport.
Thought you were high then, so it's okay. You can use that as an excuse. Like, he probably wasn't even like...
No, it's okay. I'm kind of been out of weed lately, and I'm in a terrible mood constantly.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Did you leave this guy a giant tip?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yeah, the guilt tip this guy was through the roof.
Yeah.
He deserved it. No, the service was incredible.
Right.
But I have a big... I've been recognized... It doesn't happen a lot.
No.
It's literally maybe like 5 or 6 times a year, right? But... almost every time they know exactly who I am and then they compliment me for something I said on the show.
Yeah.
And it's usually, you said this morning and it didn't get a big enough laugh as it deserved.
Yeah.
They're saying the nicest thing in the world that I want to hear. And it's right after I was confused because I thought the lunch came with a soup and a salad. And I got angry and frustrated. And I said, where's my soup? I thought I got soup. And they go, no, it doesn't come with soup and a salad.
Yeah.
And then I go, I'm so sorry. Aww. And they go, by the way, I really liked your joke about Nick Saban or whoever.
Yeah.
So if I've ever been mean to you in public, I'm very sorry. I think I'm a nice person.
Yeah. I've learned that the hard way at my new job too, where I'll just be like, the old people will come in, they'll be like, can I have an eighth of a pound of pastrami? And I'm like, so yes, I do. I cut meat, whatever. I do that too at this job. But there was a woman and she had a lot of stuff. And I was like, okay, be chill. So, and she was like, by the way, you're Jess Hooker, right? And I said, yeah. And I was like, oh God, like how mean was I? Like how rude and short was I? Or was I okay? I was okay enough to where she goes, hey, I just wanted to tell you, like, you're really great on the air. She goes, but you have a face for TV. And I was like, that's the nice again. And then I almost cried again.
Yeah. And I you're still like, paying for this meat. It's not free.
Right.
Cut to 5 minutes ago. Oh, you want turkey, bitch? Oh, yeah. No, you can get sliced cheese back there, but you need to get it from me, don't you? Oh, I can't do that. Okay, well, welcome to the show. Glad we're having fun. Well, before I say any more bad words, or we talk about being mean, I'm not mean in public, by the way. I do want to clear that up. But yeah, I have a 10-for-10 record of when I freak out and I have a bad day, the person that I freak out to is like, yeah, by the way, I love you on the show. Yeah. Here we go. This is a somewhat obscure Bob and Tom Christmas album.
Hi, I'm Morty Gleckman. This Christmas season, get ready for a new take on your favorite holiday songs. Bob and Tom Records proudly presents A Very Jewish Christmas.
Have a very Jewish Christmas. Star of David on the tree. Jesus Christ was very nice and Jewish just like me.
It's A Very Jewish Christmas. You'll hear Christmas classics like The Little Drummer Boy, Oy Vey in a Manger, and these holiday favorites.
Well, we'll all say shalom for the holidays. Matzah ball soup, gefilte fish, lox and bagels and potato knish. Santa Claus is noshing downtown. Up in the Catskills, Christmas Day, Jerry Lewis shouts, "Hoy vey!"
It's A Very Jewish Christmas. Kids will love singing along to these Yuletide favorites.
I'm dreaming of my bar mitzvah, the day that I become a man.
Matzah balls, boy, they're good, oy vey. Drink a glass of Manischewitz. Santa's really Mr. Kravitz. Yada, 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 mazel tov. He'll be bringing presents later. Sheldon wants a calculator. Yada, 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 mazel tov.
It's A Very Jewish Christmas. You'll get holiday standards like, I saw mommy kibitzing with Santa Claus. Have yourself a kosher little Christmas and this seasonal tune.
As a young boy, I remember all the holiday cheer as my neighbors would celebrate Christmas. And our rabbi, he would stop by. He was such a great guy. And I still can remember his name. Silverman. Silverman.
So don't pass over your chance to own A Very Jewish Christmas. Look, let's face it, you didn't become a doctor, so don't disappoint your parents by not buying this album, A Very Jewish Christmas. And if you act right now, just in time for the Jewish New Year, it's the new album from the band that plays all your favorite Jewish rock songs from the 1950s. Get ready for Rosh Hashanah. Only from Bob and Tom Records.
Have a Merry Christmas, have a Merry Christmas, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oy vey!
So those are the words to that song. My goodness, never knew.
That is such a ludicrous song. Obviously, Jewish don't, they don't have, they're not that into those things, right?
Christmas?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, that whole Jesus is the Son of God thing.
Right.
Yeah, they're not, that ain't their jam.
Right. Okay.
That ain't their jam. well spoken.
You're welcome.
Yeah, sure.
Shapiro's makes a great pastrami, though, don't they?
I love Shapiro's.
Yeah. I went there to the Monday night football game that I texted you at, by the way.
I got Shapiro's at the airport before I was mean to that server.
Oh, okay. Aww. There's one at the airport.
You ate twice.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, for sure.
The tour to airport?
I mean, it was like a 4-hour delay. We were chilling.
Oh, geez.
Dude, that, do you like pastrami sandwiches?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yes. We're talking about a lot of pastrami today.
Yeah.
You guys have that at the store?
No, I was lying.
Oh, that was
I
just the
pastrami.
First.
That was the first meat that I thought of.
No, you're okay.
Comedically, it's a great word.
Right, it's
I don't
the
know
word.
If I've ever had pastrami.
It's kind of
oh, yeah,
like
it's great.
It's like
great.
Brisket, right? Are they kind of sent the same?
Yes, yes, yes. Like I think what I could say, like ours is like we have a lot of Italian meats, obviously, because it's an Italian eatery.
You got the capicola.
The capicola. The did you said capicola, right? Mm-hmm. Not gabagool. Because
mm-hmm.
I have people come in and I'm like, that's not real. That's mm-hmm. that's not even a meat.
Mm-hmm.
The prosciutto, the pastrami, not the pastrami, the we've got prosciutto mm-hmm. and yeah, I don't know. Toscano and Genoa salami mm-hmm. and we have like three different salamis, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's a big deal.
Which one is guanciale? Your best, would you say?
I would always go prosciutto.
Okay.
But I learned that prosciutto, like I thought prosciutto was like a cut on the pig, right? Mm-hmm. Like I thought it was. It's not. It's like got screws and stuff in it holding it together. Like it is a man-made meat chunk kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got like meat glue and stuff in there?
No. It's parts of the pig that are kind of put together to create
like
that.
Bologna.
Well that's actually mortadella.
More processed.
Mortadella is Italian bologna.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said that,
so
you just sounded like an old Irish grandma. That's Italian bologna. Just in the 60s.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, that's kind of a dicey joke. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think it's fine. I don't care about it.
I think you're okay.
I stand by it.
Yeah.
So an off-the-menu item
yeah.
at Shapiro's. This is a Jewish deli
yes.
in our town.
Yeah.
Go for the PLT.
Okay.
It's
pastrami.
Instead of pastrami, lettuce, tomato.
Ooh.
And they fry up the pastrami
nice.
Almost bacon-like.
Mm.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm a big sandwich guy. Yeah. I like all kinds of sandwiches. Yeah. And that place, yeah, I don't, this isn't a sandwich podcast.
It should
yeah.
be the bacon bits and pieces of pastrami podcast.
That's, you know what? You can take the rest of the day off. That was the best thing that was ever said on this show.
That's good.
The
Very
bacon
good.
Bits and pieces. Man, that's good.
That's
Son
good.
Of a gun. How'd I miss that one?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the fancy Italian bacon called? It's in like, if you get like the pasta with an egg in it. It's pancetta?
Pancetta, yeah, pancetta.
Is pancetta just bacon? They just
pancetta
cut it up different?
Pancetta is just bacon.
But it's usually round and circles,
it is round.
Right?
It's a big, it's chunk, but it's like, it's rolled. So it's rolled like that. And when you cut it, it kind of like turns into a spiral piece of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a guy come in the other day and he was like, I want that sliced real thin. And I was like, oh, cool. What are you doing? Are you wrapping asparagus in it? Like, what are you? He's like, no, I just eat it. And I was like, hey, buddy, you're supposed to cook this one. This is not a dry cured meat.
He eats it raw?
He was eating it raw. I know, but yeah, you can you fry up some pancetta, you put it on anything, it's going to be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and like the carbonara pasta.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Who drops the A's at the end of the Italian meats? The mortadella, the capicola, because it's usually like capicola.
The Sopranos.
Just the Sopranos? All right, cool. That's all it was.
Yeah, I had no idea because that's how I said it. And obviously my boss, she immigrated here from Italy when she was a kid and she was like, nope. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm not from Italy. I'm like Sopranos Italian, Olive Garden Italian. As Birbiglia says.
Yeah.
So like,
she's like, are you Italian? And you're like, are you familiar with the work of David Chase?
Yeah, so no.
So I'm glad we're talking food. Jess, what's your Christmas Day meal?
So we don't do like, it's very Italian. It's all that stuff, but we also do a prime rib outside on an open fire. We do that, but then we have like pasta and it's like basically a graze day. Like we don't ever really sit down and have a meal, but there's food
okay.
prepared all day. So when you want to eat, you eat, and mm-hmm. that's kind of what we do. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. It's just very.
What would be your ideal Christmas meal?
We're always skiing, so it's usually right. just like, I mean, let's get some Christmas pizza or some
yeah.
Christmas
really?
Chinese
yeah.
food.
Okay.
Or we'll do more recently. Sam will cook sort of a Christmas dinner. And that's the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys know about Sam.
Yes.
Sam knows what he's doing in that kitchen.
Yes, he does.
He'll make a little prime rib.
Yeah.
Got some mashed potatoes. That's funny doing that thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some mashed potatoes with the mortadella.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do love Chinese food on Christmas.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of lo mein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool.
What do you eat, Jason?
It's usually some ham, sausage. It's usually more of a Polish thing.
Oh. Yeah, there you
yeah.
go. Okay.
That's usually where I'm at.
Okay.
So Mashed potatoes, some green beans. Yeah, it's a kind of a Polish
thing. That's our Christmas Eve dinner. Our Christmas Eve dinner is very, I think, traditional in the ham and the macaroni and cheese and potatoes and stuff like that.
We do the mac. You know.
Alls, what are you doing?
It's usually just some type of a meat, whether it's turkey or like, I guess pig. What do you call that? Just a ham?
Ham.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's
all
okay.
this fancy meat talk. I'm so confused.
Yeah. That's so, I want you to go to Subway later. And they're like, what do you want? You're like, pig.
The slices of the pig. Oh, it's just a ham, just covered in all the glaze. That sugar.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
And then mashed potatoes, cream corn. You got to put the corn on the potatoes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Some coleslaw, maybe.
Yeah.
You mentioned your brother Sam, who I've heard, is a great cook. And it was funny. We saw him last weekend. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen him in a little while, and he had a jacket on. Jacket was a little tight, I noticed on him.
Sam's a little thick, man.
He must be cooking really well, is my point.
Well, he did. So the thing, he lost like a bunch of weight during COVID. Mm-hmm. So now I think he's just back to being a regular dude, which is much more fun.
Right. We all had to have something to do over COVID.
Yeah. I had to wear the suit that I have. I had to wear it the last two weekends. Man, I am popping out of this thing. I am getting big.
Might be time for a new suit.
That's the thing. I mean, what do? You lose weight or do you get a new suit?
Okay, I have a theory about this,
Go ahead.
It always feels good to have to buy a new suit because you lost weight. So if you have to buy a new suit because you've gained weight, then you feel better because it fits. But if you have to buy a new suit because you've lost weight, that'll feel really good. So just buy the bigger suit. And then you have two suits. Who cares?
And make sure it's the exact same so nobody notices. So you won't have to be like, oh, I have to get a
sense?
New one.
Does that make
then
sense?
Then they're like, oh, you lost weight.
Kind of. Mm-hmm.
Chances are you're never going to lose the weight if you just keep thinking, like, I'm just going to keep this in here in case I lose weight.
Or cut back on the airport tours while you're like.
That's true.
You know what? I'm not going to quit my lifestyle.
You do you.
I do like the idea of a person getting fitted for a new suit because he just lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
And the whole time he's getting it, he just does not shut up that he lost a bunch of weight. And it's just this old 4'9" Italian tailor that just does not give a crap.
No. Probably can't understand what he's saying, to be honest.
The suit fits fine. I did wear, I wore like slacks with it. It was a wedding in Texas. It was hot as hell. It wasn't hot as hell. It was like 77, but I'm used to Indiana winter now, so I was way too hot.
Sure.
And I looked fine, but the top button on the suit is broken. No big deal.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't know this about men's suits, Aussie, is that the top button is the only one. You need. You never even really use the bottom button.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah. So I'm kind of just, I'm doing that, you know, like that Calvin Klein model thing where it like looks like he's putting the button on, but he's like frozen in time. Yeah. I was doing that every
just
time that I walked.
Just making it look
like you are. Yeah, I was just constantly doing
one
of these things.
Have it open, put your hands appropriately,
you're fine.
You're flagging it back.
Whenever you take a picture, you grab a girl, just put her in front of you. You grab your buddy, put his shoulder right where your nipple
is.
Sure.
I've had my wife move the button in my shorts before.
To
slide a little bit outside.
Have you ever
had that done on a favorite pair of pants or shorts?
I know girls do it is that we take a hair tie and you wrap it around and then it'll buy you a little bit more space. You wrap it through the buttonhole and then you put it around the button so you don't have to button the pants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's actually a maternity trick. But
I haven't worn pants that didn't stretch in I don't know how many years. <'cause> I haven't had to do that. Everything now just stretches.
I love the idea of being like, I was going to lose weight, but now I'm using maternity tricks. And everything's going great. I'm still drinking a lot of pickle juice. Okay. One more bit, y'all. This is Haywood Banks, Snow and the Blues, a Christmas classic.
They call me Frosty. I'm made from snow. A pair of shades. A carrot nose. I come alive. You know it's said. When some brat put this hat on my head. I'm Frosty. I'm full of hail. But I ain't no myth. No fairy tale. Ain't scared of nothing. Got ice in my veins. But when the sun come up, I'm on a drip, 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 drip down the drain. Fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la, yeah, yeah. My dad is a glacier, my mama's a lake, my sister's a snow cone, my brother's a flake. I'm made out of snow, I do as I please. I never stop when the cop hollers freeze. I'm frosted, I'm full of hail. I ain't no myth, no fairy tale. I ain't scared of nothing, got ice in my veins. But when the sun come up, I'm only drip, 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 drip down the drain. So please, Mr. Santa, don't you be a teaser. All I want for Christmas is a great big freezer. Keep me frosty, I'm full of hail. But I ain't no myth, I'm no fairy tale. I ain't scared of nothing, I got ice in my veins. And when the sun come up, I'm gonna drip, 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 drip down the drip down the drip, 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 drip down the drain. La 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 la, fa la la la, fa la 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 la, yeah, yeah.
Cool Haywood, baby. I was expecting like a ho, ho, ho at the end or something along those lines.
No, I like when Haywood plays a character.
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite Haywood song is By My Own Tires. And that's got a sort of this kind of like cool guy perspective. Man, when I saw Haywood, I didn't see him. We were working together. And this is just totally out of nowhere and very random. But I got to work with Haywood at Pat Coslett's Simplicity Furniture in Evansville, Indiana. It was the best. Yeah. I'm not kidding. If I ever get to do some kind of special, some kind of longer set recorded, I talked to Pat about it. I want to do it at the furniture store.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, it's just so cool. And like, I don't know. People like make fun of it, but like in New York and Chicago and LA, all these cool shows, they're all doing it at like weird furniture stores and weird basement bars. That's not the point of this. Pat's is a great place.
So Willie, did you feel like you were a kid watching Haywood? Like, you know, when you were just, you know, 12 here in the studio kind of thing?
That's all it is. It's just like getting to watch someone. It's when you are a comedian, especially when you're watching someone for like, when you're opening for somebody, by the end of the Saturday show, you're probably not watching every single set.
Right.
But like with a guy like Haywood, with a lot of the guys I work with in here, you want to stick around. You want to watch it because it's just, it's really fun and it's just good comedy and it feels good to be there.
Yeah.
It's more fun than doing that than, you know, being outside of a, plug again, Pat Coslett's Simplicity Furniture.
Doesn't he give you furniture?
He did for other people. I was an opener. I didn't need any, but yeah.
Right.
I will do whatever I need for some couches.
Yeah.
Or a recliner.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just a big foot show. That's my burlesque music.
Did you say foot show?
Yeah, just be my feet doing like a puppet.
Do you have good looking feet?
When I get a pedicure, they're great.
Yeah. I like that confidence.
But right now, no.
All right.
But if I'm going to the furniture shop, thank you, Pat, and you're going to give me like a recliner or a couch, my feet will be there.
So here's my big question, Willie. Are there people sitting in couches watching you?
No. It's a little back room. But if I did.
In my head, that's how it looks.
To me, the sound would be great because the couch is absorbing the sound.
Exactly. You know, and if I did a special, I would want to have people sitting on couches.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'd want like, you know, just like if a single person came, they don't get they get like a little ottoman that they get to sit on.
Right.
It's the best. I got to get back down there. All right, gang. Well, let's call it there. This has been Bits and Pieces. Bits and Pieces. Thank you.
No Christmas. Bacon bits.
How do you spell that?
The thing is, no one knows. It's more of, it's like the Prince symbol. You can't really spell it. You can just see it. Come to see me and Greg December 31st, Northwood, Iowa. Appreciate y'all listening. We'll see you next year.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.